I say something tasted funky?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard them make that terminology.
Who?
I don't know. I've just heard that expression. It smells funky. That's what they would do. They wouldn't say it tastes funky. I've heard them say it smells funky. And I've heard people make a statement of, well, this place smells like a nigger whorehouse. I've heard that statement be made. I don't know where they got the idea that they smell. They made them kind of statements.
Okay. After you butchered a hog, what'd you do with meat from the head?
They'd make hog head cheese out of it. It was very good.
Did you ever cook the liver and grind it up?
We never did. We'd take the hog and we're going to make sausage. If it was not a good fed hog, and make sausage out of the whole hog. But if we had corn, get it good and firm, I reckon you would call it. You would use the just certain parts of it to make sausage, the fatty parts, and the other parts that you didn't use. Some of the, even the brains they'd put in them and make sausage. The liver, mix it all up.
Now, y'all used to raise hogs, you said. Did you ever see hogs? You kept them in pens and sties and things like that?
Right, that's the only way we could raise ours. We didn't have
them. What was the thing you fed them?
We fed them in the pig trough, made up. Board, see it out, nail on each end before you slop in it. Fig trough.
Those things were called what?
We call them a fig trough. Now, I don't know what anyone else, they would call them a feeder.
You build them a lot?
Yeah, we build our own fig trough. And get ready for a hog to eat. We might keep them in a pen and it'd be dirt floor. But before we ate him, we'd wash them down and put him in a pen with a wooden floor so he wouldn't be so nasty when they got ready to kill him. But they are. That swine is about the dirtiest animal it is. But I love it.
Pearls before swine.
That's right.
All the biblical references to swine, they're not really that dirty animals.
No.
They can't help themselves.
No, that's right. Not in particular.
We put them in that sort of situation.
You know, I had an old cousin, he was a lawyer. He was a very intelligent man, and well, he was raised just like I was. It was poor, from a poor family. But after he got up in the money and mixed with certain dignitaries and what have you, he was just like they were, you know. But some of his own people, he had a his wife had died, and they didn't have any children. He was a first cousin to my mother. He came down talking with her, and he said, Ethel, he said, you know, people are just like animals. She said, well, what's the matter, Kelly? She said, well, old so-and-so trying to take half of what I've got, and they never put a work a day for it because they little kin to the wife. He said, people are just like hogs. He said, you can take a Poland China pig, put him in a pen. You can take an old Duroc jersey and put him in a pen. And you can take a piney wood rooter and put them all in the pen together, give them all the same food. And says, when they come out, said, you have a piney wood rooter, Duroc jersey. And he says, they don't know change at all come in them. And so we would compare people to that because they were still greedy and hoggish-like because they were trying to get something for nothing. But,